others. As you guys can see by the title of this video, what happened to Marca Mepe?
Sorry, artist, I got mad at you.
The first one that personally texted me was Marca Mepe, was Chato.
But as you guys can see, a lot of you guys sent us TikToks that Marca Mepe's venues are empty. They were recently at the Honda Center and it was pretty empty. People were commenting that the show was boring, so we're gonna talk about like why it could possibly be boring according to you guys.
Marca Mepe's like career could be slowly, you know, slowing down or falling off, or you know, people are not showing up to the events or even streaming the music because
what's up guys, welcome back to another Augusto Papa podcast episode. If you guys are new to this channel, make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe. You guys can also listen to this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you guys are going to work, you guys are at the gym, you know, if you guys can't watch us,
you're going to see a sneaky link.
Make sure to rate us a 5-star. Get us back to the top 5.
We don't know why the 5-star ratings work, but they really help us. And also listen to the best plays on Spotify called Para Andar Augusto for the best música mexicana music. And add us on Snapchat for daily vlogs. We also live stream every single Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. LA time on YouTube. Make sure you guys join because they're super fun. But this week that you guys are watching this video, we're going to do it on Thursday.
Why?
Thursday.
Because we're going to be packaging you guys' orders. We had a successful drop yesterday. We are 80% sold out on just the pre-sale. The drop is the 20th, right?
The 20th. We are super grateful from the bottom of everybody's heart here. We really appreciate the support on that. We bet on this. We worked really hard. We made a Mexican sweatshop in here for 2 weeks. We made all the stuff ourselves. We're packaging.
And it's our last week here, too.
Yeah, and today.
Last episode.
Tomorrow. Here. 5-story house, 7-bedroom house, garage crazy, front yard, backyard.
House I'm have, coming soon.
I'm going to have a washer and dryer. First time ever, I'm going to have my own room.
Que laven los calzones cagados. Guys, if it wasn't for you guys, we would not be experiencing all this beautiful stuff. You guys make our lives 1,000 times better. We work hard. We're happy to, you know, keep pushing ourselves, make new limits, new records. And thank you guys. And like Angel likes to say, I mean, Keiko likes to say,
provecho para la gente que anda comiendo y un salud para la gente borracha que anda tomando.
Es nomás salud. Yeah, but with that new space, saludo, wait salud. On new videos. We're going to have better podcasts, better everything, better merch, everything. Thank you guys so much.
Better everything, better this. But yeah, we're on the house tour without like the furniture and then the furnished version.
No hay dinero para la furniture, honestly.
We're going to have some pretty dope paintings there.
Guys, and then send your music to my email, to Jason's email. Keiko@AugustoPapa.com. Make sure to follow. Make sure to send the. God damn it.
God damn it.
Go.
Is it crazy?
Make sure to send your music. We are going to be adding your songs to the playlist. Get you guys popping.
Parte, Brandon. Saluda.
Brandon.
Saluda.
Hey,
no me la ande mandando mensajes, eh? I took him out one time to the Palm Springs. They're trying to marry you on the spot.
Hey, Brandon, come here and introduce yourself.
Quick introduction for Brand Dog. Oh, by the way, it's Brand Dog now because he's a
Brand
dog.
Brand Dog Production because he's a dog.
What's up, guys?
He talking to you? He's talking to Temu.
Yeah, I changed my name to Brand Dog. You know, I got a promoted. Dog.
Promoted
by the boys,
Brand Dog Production.
I don't know why I'm loyal, but
guys, Brand Dog is our editor. We welcome him to the family. Make sure you guys follow him. He has a lot of dope work.
Lewis Films.
And you know, we have him working here like 24
such
hours.
Dope pictures that when we went to see Junior, se las robaron. They took his pictures and they saw they'd be selling shirts. They probably made 10 bands off of his picture. They ain't no credit, no picture, no nothing, no
crazy.
Tag. So follow him. Justice for Lil Films, Brand Dog Production.
Rancho already tried to take him and Outdoor Records.
Crazy.
For the show at the Crypto Arena. He's not going to be with us. We told him to go.
He he's going
to
go from Eslabon, huh?
We're just taking 20%.
Yep. Crazy. Relocation fee. It's the business.
Hey, but girl, slide in his DM. He goes to the gym.
Are your DMs open?
He right now, lift you.
Yeah, they're open, you know.
They're open. Okay.
I don't know. I'm
he's the only
boy,
fit
so.
One here.
The only fit one? Nah, Keiko's pretty fit.
Nah, I'm in shape.
He
I'm
barely fits.
Look at that. Let me see them.
I'm a circle. I'm
Keiko's
a
double D.
I'm a lovey dovey. Where wants to cuddle?
C.O.B.
With all the cariñosas.
And then they suffocate.
No. Keiko, let's go to the gym together. Like, I know I'm not, I'm not fit, you know, but.
And then get
the try.
I'll be the trainer for free.
It's because they be
you train us for free?
For free.
It's because all
I bet.
All these, just pay me in food.
My buddy keeps telling me she likes gorditos and it's like.
Y les creíste.
Gorditos, no. Panzones.
Nah, they just be hitting you up because the park is crazy.
Damn.
What's the truth?
Hey, guys, comment down below as fans. Like, you guys know there's people who have clout. Do you guys think that looks doesn't matter when you guys have, when someone has clout?
100%. It don't matter.
You're supposed to back
yourself. Okay, hey, okay, okay, okay. Confirm.
Damn, oh, no. Yesterday I'm we were live confirm. And you were showing like the girl. Anyway, end of story.
Five added.
Check out Jay's One Stop Plumbing because he stopped the problem in one.
They stopped that. Chorro going
if you're trying to get some plumbing done, get your pipes clean, get your pipes laid, hit on my boy.
Yeah, you, hey, but dude, they do construction.
Jay
they lay pipe.
Plumbing,
yeah.
947.
If you fuck up the restroom, you know, a veces se tapa de más, you know, you let the little toilet paper.
Or you're lactose intolerant, you drink
commercial, milk. Residential, and remodels, they lay pipe. Also, remember, you don't want to wake up in the middle of the night, house flooded, and be, who do I call? No, right now, LA area, OC area, they're located in Bellflower. Save the number. We're going to put it somewhere here. Save the number. Have it ready to go. We don't want you to have an emergency, but if you do, we want you to be prepared. Call them. 100% guaranteed.
Look at those pipes.
I have never called them because I've never had a house or a restroom.
Radican todo of OC. Make sure to hit them up.
And LA.
Sin miedo al éxito. Cuando van a...
Via Mar te levantas con una cruda
the next
grill.
Day. Oof. Hit up my boy right
dude,
here.
Dude, that's a langoston
and grill. If they have more than one location, you know that's just bomb.
Popping.
They are located in Ontario, Baldwin Park, Highland Park.
I would
three
go to
spots. If you can't go to one, you can go to
the
another.
The avocado look busting.
Family days, Sundays. Para que vayan a comer.
Un domingo familiar. Para que no anden nomás ahí de locos. Lleven a la familia a comer a nice place. Family friendly. Ooh. But they also have bar. So you can still drink, but still take the kids. They probably have chicken nuggets too. But those have the good stuff. The real authentic Mexican food. Seafood. You cannot
do those cheeseburgers.
I cannot stress this enough. You can't just trust any place. With mariscos. You need to go to a nice place with three locations. Porque no sé... You can't trust any place. This place, se lo recomienda Keiko.
And there's three places, so you can take your sancha to one, the main to another, and the familia to another. You know, ¿para qué te van a quemar?
Imagínate que llegues y digas, ay, ¿y la esposa? Y que vayas con la esposa.
Y después de eso, you can hit up the bakery.
Mystery Baking Company is one of the only Latino cannabis companies in California. They make spreads like... peanut butter, honey, hazelnut, and their famous canna butter. That's a sick name. Also, one of the owners of Mr. Bacon is also the man behind Peso Pluma, El Cartel de Los Angeles. Ask for the Mystery Bacon at your local dispensary. Follow them on Instagram right here, mystery.baking. That's crazy. I've never, like, seen anything like this.
Bro,
like,
imagine you're like, oh, you know, we're going to get high today. And you whip out the toast.
The butter.
Ooh. Toast.
That's
it. And I like wake and bake. It's like, you know, you put
wake
on your
and bake and breakfast.
You can't even take it to work. You know, algo levechón para que no. Like, you want to get high.
So no one notices?
Yeah, you want to get high? You
put it in the company fridge.
That's
crazy.
Imagine un día que llegues bien pedo, you get confused with the peanut butter and you put this shit.
Dude, imagine you tell the sneakerling, hey, you know, let's smoke up today. And, you know, everybody will pull up with, like, their pen or whatever. And you pull up with the butter and toast.
Keiko puts it on and then the dog leaves it.
And then after a good high, you want to listen to some music, hit up my boy right
Nano
here.
Nano y su estilo privado. They are located in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Hit them up for your next birthday party. Quinceañeras, wedding, divorcios. Here is the number para las contrataciones. And if you're not from Texas, you guys can still support them on all digital platforms. We're going to put them on our playlist.
Boom. When I saw that picture, I was like, that's professionally taken.
When you they have a tuba and toroloche, you know they have like the best sub and the best.
Patronar machine.
We have never taken a picture
you know,
of that.
You know they're going to pull up with some in-ear monitors to see, you know.
They're probably checking the...
Hey, check them out, guys. Check them out. Check them out.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. You... Damn, what's up?
Foot, dog.
Call them. Yeah, no, make sure you have the number saved too. You don't want to be like, oh, the party's today, Joaquin Lablo. And then you call some random number that you find and they're bad. No. This right here, 100% confirmado that they're good. Call them.
Yeah, don't just hit up like any group, guys, you know?
Augusto Papá merch just dropped. The pre-sale did very well. We're 80% sold. Wow. Thank you guys for pull it for
and just
buying
for
the
reference, I am 5'7", and this is a medium shirt, and this is how it fits me.
I'm 5'11", and this is the medium.
He's way skinnier than me. You guys?
Guys, y para la gente que anda comprando shorts, just a little reminder. just a little reminder that the shorts do fit above the knees. Lo más para que if you try it on, and you're going to be like, oh, it's a little too short. They're naturally like that. As well, we got trucker hats. I'm a large in shirt. I mean, I'm an XL in shirt.
What size are your hats?
Pero todavía faltan un poquito, I mean, me queda un poquito grandito, so a large can fit. And I am short, so todo me queda la...
But look, when you have those McQueens on?
I'm 5'7".
Those are like male high heels, you know? Like, hey, I want to be a little taller today. Like, let me put the McQueen.
Them like that after spending $550. That's crazy. Yes, but thank you guys for everybody that
looking
bought the pre-sale.
Price, huh?
It's insane. And also...
Also, guys, well, it's late. Sorry, Augusto, but check out Generación Especial. They just dropped an album. El Mixtape Volume 2, available on all digital platforms, also going to be on the playlist. They are dropping their first official single, which will be dropping on July 21st, called Dr. Plug. It's the day after our merch show.
That's a hard-ass mixtape.
The next day, check out their single. Y también, they also have merch, so make sure you guys check them out. And don't forget to follow them, too.
Oh, they look scary.
Dude, I just know, like, they get down. I just know that I have not listened to the song, but I know they get...
I just know that Bajo looks so hard.
I like how they put a bunch of pictures.
This is
that Chicago corridos tumbados shit.
Damn, when awesome. I go to Chicago, te voy a contratar, wey, a veces sí.
Available July 7th. This one already came out. That's sick.
That's awesome. It's awesome to see groups trying.
Damn, they got the merge going on. Generación like Especial.
Sí, se pusieron las pilas, eh?
Se pusieron las pilas. It's awesome to see groups trying. It's awesome to see groups investing into themselves, into their craft, their art, their passion. So remember to support these groups. Everybody starts somewhere. And, you know, we want to see a bunch of new people come up. And, you know, this is hopefully a platform to push people. And also, don't forget to send your music.
Send in your music, guys.
And
we're
don't
looking
forget
for
to
the
buy
next
the merch.
Peso Pluma, next Fuerza Regida, the next Nathanael Cano Jr. Age. Sad boy shit. You already know.
Just like Chinito Paca. Chinito Paca sent his music. Yo.
Guys, Chinito Paca sent in the music. We didn't check it out because... We were really busy, but then he was on the podcast, and then he blew up.
It's before we had a system.
Yeah, now we have a system, you know, more organization, and we're happy to be here. Welcome to another podcast.
That's crazy. Today's topic,
producer-director
Brandon.
A few feathers.
As you guys can see by the title of this video, what happened to Marca Mepe?
So what's the current situation going on with them?
This isn't even
right
like talking shit or anything. It's stuff that you guys wanted us to talk about. You guys been tagging us on stuff, and we took a while to talk about it because we're just like, you know, like I feel like people get mad and stuff. But then we're like, wait, we're not doing anything wrong, you know?
It's our job,
guys. We literally just talk about the música mexicana scene. Other people get mad. Other people, like,
oh my god, yes, like that whole Marri stuff.
I was about to get into that.
Dude, oh my god,
crazy.
Bro. All right, let me talk a little bit about that.
Talk
first, like, months ago, I forgot we uploaded a video. It was one of you guys saying, Peso Pluma popularized the trombone. He didn't say we started it. You know, Peso Pluma already gave his respects to Omar Ruiz. That video came out. It was Omar Ruiz who started the trombone. It was Omar Ruiz, whatever, Omar. And like, we didn't say Omar didn't start it, you know? But then, I think it was 2 weeks ago or last week, I said... Omar Ruiz, the creator of the trombone. First música mexicana artist to have a trombone in the song. I upload it. I give him his respects. I was saying all the accomplishments he did 2013 to 2016. El Americano, El Quesito. He did a bunch of crazy shit. And he writes his own music too, which I gave him props for. And then sale un comment. It wasn't Omar Ruiz. Y'all need to expand your music knowledge.
I got offended by that. I'll tell you that.
It was Lombardo, whatever. And I was like, oh shit, I thought it was Omar Ruiz. Like, everyone's saying it's Omar Ruiz. I guess a lot of people don't know that. So I commented, oh, my bad. I thought it was like Omar Ruiz. And then, like, you said it was Omar Ruiz manager?
Yeah, ex-manager. He got fired.
Well, I guess he called us like no sabos. He got mad. And I was like, my bad. I thought it was Omar Ruiz, you know? I guess it's not. And then he's like, oh, Omar Ruiz already like gave him his respect or credit to that one guy, Lombardo, who started it first because it wasn't Omar. But they're two different sounds. So I was like, bro, like, I didn't, you know?
I think a lot of people could get confused on who started it, but I think in the context that we say it, they used it with guitars.
And then, like, my argument was that, like, when Peso Pluma did it, and I know a lot of you guys get mad that we talk about Peso Pluma a lot, but when Peso Pluma did it, other groups started coming out. And I can name, like, five groups right at the top of my head, And when Omar Ruiz,
even the big dogs,
no one was
it.
Doing it at that time, you know, during those years. So that's why I said that Peso Pluma popularized it. Well, we all said it, you know, we all agree.
I think it's
like, look, for example, the La Guitarra, that Dolce Gabbana, or whatever, Los Gemelos, the Nathan Gavito, Cuerno Azulado, trombone, Fuerza Regida,
Lady
Pandemia,
Gaga.
Like that's already five, top of my head. I could think of more, I don't know.
Yeah, to take
so
a super
comment
bad.
Down below, five artists that use a trombone when Omar Ruiz was doing it, since he popularized it according to you guys.
No, but it's talking about like the impact they had once they picked up that instrument, once they decided to use it. It's like saying, oh, you know, Ariel Camacho has, it was not special at all. Like people played the requinto before, people sing before, but it's what they did once they had it. You know, I've heard Omar Ruiz on the trombone and it never made me want to pick up a trombone. And then I listened to Peso Pluma, made me want to, never did, never bought it because they're expensive, but hey, they really made it popular.
But yeah, guys, so another thing we wanted to do is next live. You know, if you still disagree with us that, you know, whatever we're saying, I think next live we should do something where, like, you guys go live with us and, like, just prove us wrong, you know?
Just argue.
Not prove us wrong, but, like, have an argument on, like, different perspectives.
Well, you got to come with facts, not opinions. Like, don't tell me, I think the best artist is this. Like, don't tell me that. Tell me what numbers, like.
I need proof of whatever, like the guy that the first guy ever that picked up the trombone in 1854.
Wait, I have a question for you guys. Did you guys ever get the chance to listen to Lamberto, whatever?
Lombardo.
No. Lombardo, no?
I was going to search him up, but I got lazy.
Crazy.
People in comments are crazy.
Lombardo.
And I think it's just something that happens with older people. They're always mad at the new generation. I don't know what it's not all everybody. It's not everybody. But a lot of people are like, whatever it is, siempre buscan la forma de estar inconformes, de estar enojados, de no sé qué.
Another thing too, you guys...
Nunca están felices.
Well, some of you guys know, not all of you guys, a lot of you guys are cool with it, that you guys get mad because we talk about Peso Pluma a lot. But you guys weren't getting mad when we talked about Slabón a lot, Fuerza Regida, Tony Loyo. We talked about Tony Loyo a lot.
For weeks.
Iván Cornejo. Like, no one told us anything, but, like, it's Peso Pluma. And, like, we don't know what's up with Peso Pluma that, like, some people just don't like about, so...
Yeah, but we're going to keep...
And we're not talking shit on Fuerza. I see comments saying, like, y'all bashing Fuerza. Like, we're not...
And we're going to keep speaking our minds. If you guys think that's... Might be talking shit sometimes. But we're going to keep talking. I don't care who gets mad no more. As long as you guys like what we say. As long as you guys keep supporting.
Who was the previous artist that got mad at you?
The first one that personally texted me was Marca Mepe. Was Chato. But, you know, of course, you know, he texted me, you know. He's been dodging me since. He knows where
crazy.
I go. Bro.
He's on tour. He's not dodging
me. It's crazy because you were a fan, but ever since that, like, you just, like, unfollowed and everything.
Yeah, and that's what this topic is going to be about today. And I was a huge fan. Like, I could say, you know, top five. I remember being excited about that one. When they were in front of the Hellcat, the blue one with, like, the blue sky, I was like, this is my shit. This is awesome. I really like the songs. I played them over. And I think the songs were good. But then just because of my personal experience that I had with them, well, just with Chaco, it messed it up for me.
And they also didn't let you guys in the show, which we will talk about in a bit.
Some crazy teas. Tune in. But
the topic of today,
the topic of today is what happened
to Marca Mepe. You guys have been asking for it. It took us a while to actually be like, all right, you know what? Let's film it. But as you guys can see, a lot of you guys send us TikToks that Marca Mepe's venues are empty. They were recently at the Honda Center and it was pretty empty. People were commenting that the show was boring, so we're gonna talk about like why it could possibly be boring according to you guys. I haven't been to the show.
Yeah, you haven't.
You went to the crypto one though?
Kinda.
Oh yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, kinda. I forgot. I totally forgot about that. But why do you think Marca Mepe's like career could be slowly, you know, slowing down or falling off, or, you know, people are not showing up to the events or even streaming the music? Because, you know, there's a fact out there that I'll bring up later, but I want your guys' opinion.
Yeah, so what's going on, guys, is that Marca Mepe is on tour right now. It's called Brindo 2. I started talking, why are you yawning already? I started talking 5 seconds ago.
I was up since 4:30 a.m.
I'm messing with you. Yes, Brindo tour, Keiko told me 24 dates, and, you know, also who. Peso Pluma is on tour right now. You see a bunch of TikToks about like, oh, you know, it's popping. It was awesome show. But you don't see the same TikToks with Marca Mepe. The TikToks that you see is que no se llenó. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I have very strong opinions on what's going on.
And also, too, they just dropped an album. I don't know what it's called. I haven't listened to it either, but it did not do good on the charts.
You kept track of it, right, Jason?
Yeah, on the Latin charts, I think max it got to seven.
Seven.
Well, and I think it got just above Ivan's album, and then it went back down. And Ivan's album came out, like, I don't know, like a year ago or something.
I think the only reason why we kept track of it is because of the fan that we went on Omega with. He was saying if it hit, we were saying that it wouldn't hit number one. He was saying it was an angel bet with him. Hey, if Marca MP hits number one.
Top five,
I'll personally buy you some Eslabon Armado tickets.
For the crypto.
And we were just curious to know if it was going to hit top five or top one. And it did not. Like Diego said, it only got up to like seven or six, right?
Seven,
and which is crazy because Marca Mepe is known to always hitting that top number in the Latin chart.
And they were really big. They, you know, they had the big venues. They had all the people going crazy. He probably couldn't go to like the store or something. He probably couldn't even go out in public with no security guard and stuff. You know, he was on the top of the
game.
They
were like in competition with, I guess, Eslabon too.
And a lot of times, Marca Mepe always had the bigger shows. I think we've mentioned it a little, well, not a little while, like a long time ago.
Yeah, we did talk about a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. We were saying Marca Mepe had bigger in-person shows, but Eslabon would beat them sometimes
in streams.
And
which is true. Cause
so people would show up physically to see Marca Mepe more than Eslabon.
Yeah. You guys listened to the album?
No, not at all.
I have not.
I listened. There's 14 or 15 songs, and I listened to the whole album, and then I listened to a few twice.
Is there any duetos in there?
There's one with Tony Aguirre.
Interesting.
And there's one with this guy that I've never heard of. And there's not a lot of duetos. But what I would say is that Chato's known for writing all his music.
Which is pretty insane, because I think that's one of the hardest things to do, writing the music and making the melodies.
And being a good interpreter.
Yeah,
of your own stuff. So you know, he's able to do it all.
So where do you guys think this all started? Where it started going downhill?
Yeah, because he was.
Let's
each
give our opinion.
I think for.
Do I go first?
Yeah.
Okay, before we get going, y que se enojen, Chato, Ricky,
the whole team.
Yeah, watch the whole video. Mejor, watch the whole video. Yeah, después vamos.
It's like, you know,
and my DMs are not open. My DMs are not open.
You know they're gonna watch this shit.
I will stop my podcast for anything.
You know, whoever says it is reliable for the stuff. If we say it, if another person say it, don't go towards Angel.
Why are your voice?
Why are you
crying?
Don't go towards Angel because my DMs are open too. You know, a huevo pa todo. Like,
quiere guerra el compa.
Oh,
gordito quiere guerra.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, no, don't talk to him like that.
If you're going to come for one, come for all. Like, we're all in it. Like, but if I said it, then come for me. You know, don't go for anything.
Dude, you literally.
Yo, you're like.
I'm trying to go for you, but.
It's just an opinion. Relax.
An opinion.
Yeah, guys. And then also, we're talking about this objectively. We're not no haters.
Yeah, hold
but
on.
But I'm also not a fan.
Guys, another reason why I think a lot of people like the podcast is because we're not, like, we're not holding back from our real
and
opinion, you know?
Sides.
And we don't choose sides. It's like, it is what it is, and we're pretty blunt about it, you know?
Yeah. What are we going to lie about? We got nothing to lie about. But I think the whole situation happened was when a lot of the voice audios got leaked. I think the people saw the real side of Chato, and they took a second thought about it. It was like, is this the person we really want to be supporting? And they saw the truth, you know? And then they probably, you know, did a little FBI work and saw what? The previous stuff that happened, his accident, the stuff like that, and you know, they probably was like, "Aquí terminó."
I agree with you.
Acabó.
I think another. I'm gonna add on to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, go, Angel.
Damn, no. y no tiene alcohol, ni tiene azúcar. I'm just saying.
Azuquita.
You go first.
Well, I think I'm gonna add on to what Keiko said. I think it had to do with that, and I think it had to do with the members leaving. I think Nitro had a huge impact, and Marca Mepe, I mean.
Well, just the bond of the group itself.
I feel like at one point, like, they were friends and, like, they were doing what they love, but it was unfortunate that
it
turned into it, like, a toxic, like, environment. So I feel like that might have killed, like, the essence of the group.
Also, too, I noticed that because I still follow Chato, you know, I haven't listened to the last album, but you know, I still follow him and like his pictures and everything. But I noticed that when he uploads videos with like the other group members, like it just feels off. Like to me, I don't know if they've known each other for a long time or whatever, but to me, it feels like they just met. It looks like they just met. Like they're trying to be like have that same vibe.
It looks like they were in class, and the teacher said,
"Pair up."
And partners, you know, partner up, pick the person to your left or whatever, pick your homie, pair up in pairs, you know, twos, and then they were like the last three in the class.
Nah, it's like when the two popular kids have to choose teams and one of them takes all the good guys, so if he's left with like the people he don't like,
it didn't even work.
Dude, it's okay, I didn't understand a thing you said. I got confused.
That's messed up. Now you're treating him like Chato treated his other members.
Oh, wait till the voices, audio.
Wait till the voice.
But yeah, so that, you know, that's where we kind of saw the downfall. The members wasn't the same. I don't know how Cuatro de Oro is doing right now. ¿Qué más que iba a decir? Oh, and about the venues.
Oh. Venues, yes. Oh, and then also I was also going to say, I think that the decline could have also happened because there's was just
a lot of shift in... The style of music.
And the style of music that's popular right now.
I was about to mention.
And I think there's a lot of competition right now, especially with this new style going on.
Oh, and also, I was also going to mention too, like, they still have hardcore fans. They still have a fan base. They're still, like, you know, they're still a big group. It's just dwindling a little bit.
I
think he could save himself still.
He has the potential and he has the talent to do it.
The last tour day is November 4th in Las Vegas.
Where? Should we go?
Las Vegas.
Should we go?
I think we go. Fuck it.
I'm down.
Wait, you think they'll let us in? Because I know you guys had a problem not getting into a certain event.
We did not get into Chechenisky Park.
That day was so stupid. Like, it pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah, they weren't allowed in the Marca Mepe event. But we'll talk about it in a bit. So let's finish off with the whole venue thing. What do you guys think could be better in his shows based on what you guys saw from those TikTok videos?
Performance, I feel like it's too dry.
I think they need a hype man.
A hype man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like the people said.
Yeah, because now Chato went back to the harmonia, so like he has to be stuck to his guitar.
Yeah, and it's hard to like multitask if I'm being honest.
Pardon the ignorance. Back then when he was with Chato with Nitro, all he did was sing.
Yeah, he held the mic and sing. So he could move Eslabon around.
Did it backwards. He used to do the requinto and now he just sings.
Yeah, because when you just hold the mic, like you're able to interact more with the fan.
Like you could go like that to them, like
you could take shots.
I was thinking taking like, shots.
Go to the ball.
High five people, grab phones.
Grab phones.
Jump up and down, do backflips.
Dance with the people on stage.
Yeah.
Agarrar un exacto.
That could be one thing you know they could do, like just get an harmonia player.
Yeah, because either way, it still feels incomplete because you think Marco Mepe, you think four.
Yeah.
And now it's three. And also, I never heard the other guys talk.
Me either. I don't think I've ever heard them talk.
And they give him the silly treatment.
You cannot say anything in the group.
I was talking shit for 10 minutes. Why did they get mad at us? Why did they not let us in the van?
No, they want to come on the podcast.
What do you guys still have?
Guys, we can't depend on artists for our whole lives. That's why we're just kind of like, you know.
We're
like,
grinding.
Like, we're not going to wait fucking more months for like hoping this artist would come. Like, if we have to say it, we're going to say it.
Bet.
We are taking
a break. I will be right back.
Taking a break to see if we said any bullshit.
Editing it out. Because when you mess up, 19 nah. No one's bitching.
When was the last time I messed up?
Nah, about that.
Ladies, stop fighting. Boobies down. Damn, I'm fucking drinking a prime.
I want to drink a happy dad. That one's actually good.
Guys, we are back from the break. It's 11:17 p.m. We literally had to do this podcast like three times.
Three times. Why? Because Jason no se pone las pilas. He forgot literally an ad.
I forgot to add
and he's so happy about it.
I'm not happy about it. I just learn from the mistakes, you know?
No, you don't learn from the mistakes. It's just mistake after mistake.
He's mad that
you don't care.
No, he's mad that he didn't go to Biko and he's like, I don't know.
You don't know. You don't get it together.
You don't get it together.
No, you always mess up. And you messed up bad. We did this three times.
We messed up barely like in the first 5 minutes and we fixed it. Fixed it and now we're here.
It was 10 minutes.
Don't turn into Chato, please.
I kind of understand him now.
But yeah, guys, we are back from the break. Honestly, we don't know where we left off, but we were talking about Marca Mepe. You know, their new album didn't do that good. Their tour isn't doing that good. We talked about when was, like, probably the little shift where everything was going good and it started going downhill. We said it was when those artists were leaked and the group broke up. You know, Jason said a lot of people probably wanted to go see, like, Nitro and the way, like, the whole band was there, how it was back then. Now, people probably just see it as just, like, listening to music, not... I don't really know how to explain it, but...
Y siento que ahora es de los que van nomás van porque ya habían comprado los tickets.
But yeah, guys, we're not, like, throwing shade or anything. You know, hopefully, Marca Mepe... I know they're probably watching
the whole team. Ves?
We you... asked that you unblock me. I didn't do anything, say anything. And yeah, we would still me. Like to invite Chato on the podcast. I think it would be good for him to come because I still think that, like, even though, like, there's so much competition now with, like, Peso Pluma and everything, like, I really think he could, like, you know, stay on
top. I want to squash the beef.
You know, and obviously in this platform of that cater specifically to Musica Mexicana.
And I think he was one of the artists that kind of made this genre grow, you know. I really think that.
One of the few people that writes the music and is a good performer. Well, that interprets his own music.
Yeah.
How can Chato, how can Marca Mepe do better, like, in their venues? We talked about, like, the sound. Someone said the hype man. I mentioned how, like, maybe Chato should get an armonía in him sing so he's able to, like, communicate with the crowd more, because those clips that I did see, that he's just kind of, like, you know, just standing there singing.
Yeah.
And it's just like listening to music, but you're not really, like, yeah, you know.
So right before we say what we think they could do to be better, to be back on top, you know, want to see Musica do good, I'm going to read off some of the comments of what people have to say, of people that have been to the show, o también los que tienen nada más opinión. First comment with 2,700 likes: that's because it's not the original Marca Mepe no more. What do they reply to that? They didn't do shows like that with the original grupo. Nitro and Esteban aren't the original. So see, they're fighting either way. Another one with 4,200 likes.
Damn.
They need new music with the new group. Ever since they split, it hasn't been the same. 1,320 likes. I saw them when the old group was still together, and I guess they liked it better. Because they're doing concerts now, not bailes. So that's what the explanation of why it's doing bad. And it's like, oh, it's just excuses. They already fell off. He's like, they've done sold out concerts multiple times. Has nothing to do with that. That's what people say. It's not hyped up anymore compared to before with 1,000 likes. And also, I think that's something that I kind of made a parallel to Grupo Arriesgado. They had their tour with Live Nation as well. Big venues, 8,000, 10,000 people. And they were doing these shows and they weren't even posting about it. And you could see them on stage, like, they didn't even talk to each other, nothing. Puro compromiso. And then also, Chato's doing a tour right now and he doesn't really post about it. Marca MP's Instagram page isn't posting about it. They haven't posted about the album. They don't post a little song, their little story driving and with the song, none of that stuff.
I've noticed a lot of artists don't actually promote their own stuff, which is really weird to me. Especially those that have, like, their group page. Normally they don't run their group page, they have someone running it for them, and I feel like that's the only page that promotes. And I feel like it's just like probably like Fuerza Regida, the only ones that are constantly, like, pushing their shows. I know GOP's on top of everyone in the band too. Like, hey, promote.
He's like, what do you say? A little story, a little song.
What if?
He's like, Sammy, that the concert's paying for your house. Promote it.
What if they just get used to or comfortable with the lifestyle where, like, they just think that they don't have to keep pushing themselves to grow?
Like, you think they lose the hunger?
I think they lose the hunger because, I mean, I think being an artist, like, you have a lot of power and influence. And I think they lose, like the urge to get there, you know, because they're already where they want to be, you know. I guess maybe they don't think farther than, you know, stadium, like selling out in a stadium, which is already like a big accomplishment, but like they don't know where to see, like, I already done so much, like, is this it? Like, I'm bored of this, you know.
Do you think is that they feel like they're set, they're complete, or do you think they kind of lost their way?
Well, I think
a little bit of both.
I think it's a little bit of both, because, for example, let's just say an artist, you know, wants to be an artist for, like, the music. Obviously, an artist that sells arenas makes a lot of money indefinitely. So maybe, like, they reach a certain amount and that's it, you know. I think some people could take it as a job, you know, like, okay, I got the money that I need, you know, my family's good, like, I'm good,
the cars I want, I still got more money,
but then there's like
still coming in.
I think there's like the flip side where people, like, you know, sky's the limit, where else am I going? Okay, SoFi, what's next? Oh, stadium, you know?
there's a muscle right there. It's gonna bite you.
But when does an artist know when it's time to like stop? You know, like when
I feel like never.
Yeah, I feel like it's never.
It's a lifetime career.
But it's up to that artist who decided they want to keep going, even though like other artists are coming up. People's music tastes are also changing. It's up to them to like try the trombone, stay where they're at, or you know.
And I think also a lot of them sometimes are scared of trying new things y se quedan estancados because they can't handle the criticism.
Yeah, because he's one of the only ones that haven't like
I'm not saying because of him.
Like Junior H, for example, he was a Sereño, and little by little, when he first started to change his style, we're like, oh, we don't like that, you know, we want the original Sereño. But then now all his new music is norteño. Like he added more sound to his performance, which was the drums and the accordion.
I feel like that
added that little extra touch that they needed, you know, because yes, Junior did he doesn't play any instruments, he's a singer, but he still needed that extra like sound to fill up, you know. When you're performing at big arenas, you need that extra sound that the guitars won't fill in, you know, which is the drums and the accordion.
Yeah, well, Keiko sings sometimes when you're Sereño, like it's the two guitars, whether it's a bass, a tololoche, or a tuba, like it's so hard to like fill in that noise. That's why when you go to a party, like the majority of the time people get like norteños because it's just, you know, you have the bass that fills in that sound that he's talking about.
And like the bass and the drums fill up a lot of the noise. And I think with Sereño, which is
it's harder.
It's three instruments. It's the six string, the 12, and a bass, whether it's the tuba, the tololoche. And I think it's just less instruments.
I forgot when we went to San Diego, we asked Junior like why he decided to, I think you asked him why he decided to.
I think it was at this vlog, no?
I don't know, but I remember we asked Junior that like, oh, why did he decide to, because we weren't expecting for him to have accordion
and the drums.
This was like a while back.
It was last year and
the Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Because that's when we did it at Live Nation.
Yeah, it was like when he started doing his tours at the, what year was it?
February 12th last year.
Last year, we asked Junior, like, hey, why did you like add the accordion, the drums and everything? And he said it was to fill in the sound because he felt like the guitars alone weren't like enough, especially for like a big place like that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's something he could
Chat. You have guitar. Your music, but at the end of the day, it is a show. You have to have that showmanship. You have to be an experience for your concert goers.
Yeah, but then another thing that I noticed is, for example, I know you're trying to fill up the noise of the room, but some people want to hear the music how they hear it on their headphones, like how they listen to it on Apple or Spotify or YouTube, you know? They want to hear it with the original instruments.
Well, that's what Junior
I remember.
Did.
Which is also subjective,
that's what
you know?
Said at the beginning, remember? Like, fuck, I want to listen to it like how the original song sounds.
Yeah. I mean, then little by little, he started adapting it, and then now all his music with norteño.
Yeah, I don't...
Like, that's what you need to do, like... A lot of people, you know, transition, like even JOP transition. Like he adapted to the new style, which is with trombone. Like now the last
you
two songs,
say it in Spanish.
Yeah, the last two trombone. Songs came out with trombone. So it's like, you know, everybody else is dropping trombone. So trombone's what's in style, you know. Maybe you had to. Even Junior said, there's a couple songs in that are.
Probably. Yeah, it's about that evolution of the being a good performer. I think. Peso Pluma elevated that. He's a really good performer.
Yeah.
Sound wise, you know, I don't know nothing about this. Jason does.
I think.
But it just, I don't know what the stuff's called, but I just know I was wowed.
Yeah, I think a lot of people might call us like, I don't know, like fanboys or cocksuckers for Peso Pluma, but like.
Glazers.
Like, you just gotta be there to listen to what it sounds like. And I know a lot of people can't because it's expensive and they sell out fast, but.
Even we can't, but we were offered the ticket.
Yeah, but like I said, it's insane and maybe a good outlet for, you know, Chato to upgrade his showmanship is just to, you know, be experimental with other instruments and fill up that noise, you know?
Yeah, like be on stage. Move around, drink, take show, or maybe not drink, you know, but get crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Like, nah, you know, that helps too. Like, you know, if you're drinking, like, not oh, for me. Yeah, didn't mean like that.
That is.
Yeah, or maybe just add
just
like,
to control the drinking, you know. People go to your shows. What do you say people go to the shows for? They listen to the songs already. What? A qué van?
A pistear.
to have a good time, buen ambiente. Okay. You know, the people that pay those crazy premiums to sit up front, they expect to have a good chance of like, oh, you know, maybe the artist takes their phone, maybe the artist fist bumps them, you know, high five, acknowledges them, you know, sometimes like mandan besos or whatever, like being interactive with the crowd.
Yep.
And I can only imagine that takes a lot of time and practice. Oh, and sometimes I don't want to invest in that.
As we can see, you know, I think Marca MP is making, like, it's slowly coming down, but do you guys think they can make their way up? And how do you think they can make their way back up?
I think they could make their way back up for sure. I mean, Chado was already on top. He already has, like, he's already homies with, like, Luis R, you know, like, JOP. Like, he can already get those duetos if he wants to. Now it's just finding a way.
And he's already had them, actually. He's had songs with Luis R.
Yeah, but I think it's just the sound. I don't know. He a little update. Maybe he could try, like, getting a composer. JOP has a composer.
Like seven.
Composers.
Composers, yeah.
Whole team.
Composers, yeah. Whole team. Mob.
Find, like, where you're lacking and then just be like, all right, you know, from now on, I'm going to get this guy who dedicates to just writing music and I just sing.
Or changing the
working
style.
Working out for JOP real good.
Yeah.
And for Peso real good.
You know, we're rooting for you. We're rooting for the whole team to do good again and just be evolving. You know, I'm pretty sure it's the same show from, like, 2019.
And I feel like right now, Cedeño's not really popping. Like, it's more like, what's that group? What's that shit called when it's like banda mixed with
chachetas?
Norteño?
Oh, banda mixed with norteño?
Yeah.
I don't think there's such
like
a thing as
like
that.
The tuba, the chacheta, the trompetas, and.
That's a banda? Tamborazo?
Nah.
Salsa?
No mess.
Tecnocumbia?
Tango?
Nah, I just feel like he just.
Y'all asshole.
I feel like he should just add more sound to his stuff, you know? Like, if he sees that his shows are not active, his shows are dying out, you know? Change it up a bit. Add a good opener, you know?
And he has let them hype his up work cut out for him, you know? It's one of the hardest things is staying there.
Yeah. And I think another big part of, like, being an artist is actually being, like, a hard worker. I'm not saying he's a hard worker, but, like, for example, I see Fuerza Regida, like, and I could tell, like, they're all fucking hard. What?
No, we just want to clarify. He's saying, he meant to say, I am not saying that he's not.
I'm not saying he's not a hard worker, but, like, I see Fuerza Regida. And, like, okay. I see how they promote their shit. I see how their marketing team is up with the most trendy stuff, you know, like the TikToks. And I think all of that comes into play, like, of putting your music up.
Yeah. Well, I think it's not Chato's fault right there. I think that's his team's fault. Like, I don't think Chato should be like, all right, guys, I'm going to drop an album. Let's do a album release party here in LA. We'll invite all these popping influencers. Make sure they're, like, reposting
what. I mean, like, what Marca Registrada is trying to do. I think that's pretty insane. And I think that'll get a lot of attention.
Marca Registrada is trying to, you know, pick it back up. They have a plan that's coming soon.
Yeah.
And they involved us. And it's crazy. It has to do with Lambos and shit.
We're going
to
drive Lambos.
¿Qué no me dicen?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you right now.
Because you're not here.
Okay, so I'll tell you. The guy called me yesterday for Marca Registrada's team, and they said, hey, we're going to have next week on Wednesday, we're having a listening party. The DSPs are going to be there, and we think you guys should be there too. And I was like, bet. I was like, where at? Let me know. He's like, Mexico City. Crazy. And I was like, that's crazy. And they're like, we're going to pay for everything. And I was like, that's still crazy. And I said, I'll let him know. But then he also said that they're having a big show in LA and that they're already planning how they're going to hype it up. I think also what elevated these, like, release dates or the big flagship tours is what Live Nation did at the Yacht Party. In this case, they got something big planned. It involves Lambos. It involves giving us Lambos. So we're going to do that. And, right, well, yeah, that was just to make the comparison of being a grupo, having a whole team behind you, working 24/7, trying to get things going, to where you kind of don't see a whole grupo trying to get things going.
Yeah, and it's smart too, because imagine you give Augusto Apa, how much did he say, four Lambos? Yeah.
We're
gonna be posting the shit out of it.
I know we are.
So imagine any other influencer, like, I don't know who, like, who's in, like, Wilito, you give him a Lambo, he's gonna be posting the shit out of it. Like, that's so much.
It's just word of mouth.
Think about it, guys. I'm gonna give you the sauce. You go to a big influencer, not saying us, a big one. You tell him, hey, how much for a TikTok to promote this? $3,000. All right, bet. You spend $500 or $1,000 worth of Lambo, you give them the Lambo for a day, they're going to make 7 TikToks. One third of the price, 10 times the content.
It's just investment.
And I think that's where Marca MP's team messed up. You know, they let that album drop without, like, promo.
Because I feel like there was no. I didn't even know that. They didn't really care about it.
I swear, I did not.
I think, let's be honest, I don't think they care about it. It's like the marketing team.
Hey, don't come for us. Hey, everybody watching this, back us up in the comments. When is it
gonna come? Did they even do like any promo, like interviews?
You know, I don't think so.
I think it's just a lot of work.
I feel like he just dropped it so that he could drop that first song, porque it was like throwing all the indirectas and stuff. So like the snakes and yada yada.
I think it's a lot of work and we have to respect too, you know.
Oh, be careful. It's like buzzing. I keep talking.
Turn your pussy.
No, it was like buzzing a lot.
Oh. Another thing that we have to like respect is, for example, Chato, obviously he's been at it for like, what, 3-4 years consistently. Like he's probably like drained or something, you know, from doing this every single year. But like we're over here trying to like tell him what to do and stuff, you know. But just saying, like, it's just like all, I guess, subjective, you know. We could be in the wrong, but then he could be like, hey,
we're just saying in our perspective, he is much more accomplished than us. But you know,
yeah,
we have very opinionated. That's our opinion.
You know, like, yeah, I just don't want people to be like, "Who the fuck are you?" To be like, "Chato needs to do this, this, and this." But like,
which is what we see, because we like, you know,
you sleep and breathe this.
Yeah, like we see what they do. We even get like the insights of like Legacy, for example, Live Nation. Like, hey guys, we have this team plan. You know, the marca registrada stuff. So like, we know if we can make it, we make it. If not, then we don't. But they're just ideas, you know.
And it's something good because, you know, it helps promote your stuff, you know. It makes your fan base bigger because then their audience become your audience. And like that, you expand. You expand, you know. You become a bigger person.
You didn't say that. Sorry.
That was basically English language.
Oh, just don't mess with the little thing.
You know, and it helps, you know. JOP, dude, his team's really good at marketing. Like,
yeah, just he has like unlimited amounts of money. Yeah. But you see that hunger.
Huh? You see, like, this guy has anything he wants, you know? Se compra lo que quiere, pero es humilde, you know? Like, he knows how to market. He knows what he's doing. He was one of the first ones that did.
I think it was funny when JOP was telling, you know, the rest of his team, hey, like, you know, little pose, little song. And
there's that little story, little song. Little story,
yeah,
little song.
And I feel like he gets the game, too, you know?
He gets the influencer game.
It's like, everything is content right now. Like, we're all taking it in by, like, 4 or 5 seconds and like boom, that's just stuck in your head.
Yeah, and it's also how to, you know, it's a new game, it's new marketing strategies, it's about learning, adapting to it and thriving in this new landscape that we're in. And also I think some of these artists, also not talking about marketing up anymore, some of these artists, you know, have all this limited amounts of money, live a lifestyle that we can't even imagine, and they lose the hunger. Some of them, let's say like Fuerza Regida, you know, they live the same lifestyle. They have like crazy amounts of money, but they want to keep going. They want to get, you know, all the accolades that exist in this space. And you see it in how active they are. And it was cool. It was really cool seeing those voice messages when they're like, oh, little story, little post. And they're like, don't forget to promote the album. And like, les grita y todo, pero like en buena onda. And, you know, they got a glimpse at the, you know.
Like the hustle.
The hustle behind
the hustle and the drive
behind the monster.
And that was extra promo too, like posting those screen records too.
Yeah, and I feel like
JOP telling,
like, you like when you kind of make content, I think at least for us, we kind of have an idea of what's gonna blow up and what's not. And I think it just comes from like the practice of it, you know.
Dude,
like, hey, clip this up, you know, from this to this, like, hey, post it on TikTok, it'll blow up. Like, I feel like it just comes with like the experience of doing
it. Sometimes we think we kind of know, you know. We're also trying to apply it to ourselves, of course, you know. We don't just want to be like, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that. We're also trying to learn for ourselves.
I like that.
Yeah,
I just thought of something.
What?
No, like, I'm not gonna sit on camera though.
You gotta write it down before you forget.
All right, no, you're gonna forget. But yes, any last comments from you guys?
Invitation to Marca Me Pe to still come on the podcast. I know we mess around a lot, you know, we don't actually
all fun and games.
Stop fun and games. Obviously because the fans too, I mean, they're like, oh, you know,
son de mitotes, huh? The fans are mitotes.
Mitoteros.
We mess with Angel.
Yes. But I'd love to be part of some sort of new campaign you guys got going on in the future, a new album release, a new tour. They're like, oh yeah, we wouldn't love
or that. Let us help, you know. If you guys
he's like, I'm gonna call Mero Chuy better.
If you guys need the help, you know, aquí estamos. Hit us up.
He's
like, everything. He's
like, oh, it's not like talking shit, not all of a sudden like kissing guys. It's just like we fuck around a lot, so we throw in like a joke here and there. But like, it's not.
Like the fans really fuck with it. Like,
and it's not us kissing ass. Like maybe trying to get like a job or something with them. No, it's about pull it.
Oh, oh damn! I even heard it. Dude, when I did it, like my
How about everybody pulls it? Everybody pulls it.
Yeah? Okay, boys.
10 seconds?
I can't do all that.
No, but...
Okay, fuck
it. What way?
Oh, God!
You exaggerate, bro.
Oy. Go.
Hey, let's play roll the clip of the ice cream one.
I'll hold it. It's your turn.
No, I'm going to hold it. I did it earlier. My friend got
whoever can hold the most is the biggest man.
Why y'all scared?
The man.
It's not that bad, Diego. Come on.
Come on.
Diego.
Él no siente.
That's crazy.
Swear. A ver, dale, venido.
But I held that.
I put it the other way. Flip it.
Oh, you're not going to hold yourself. No, I did it quick in the day. No,
no. Dale, otra vez. Dale.
No.
Come on, man.
It was buzzing, but it wasn't hitting fast.
Listen to it. Watch. Put it next to you.
Oh, you guys heard of that? All right, pull it again.
You can hear it?
Crazy.
People at home could hear this.
Don't say I'm not a daredevil.
Ooh, yeah.
Just relax.
They call me a daredevil.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Make sure to comment down what you guys think about this episode. Give us feedback on what you guys think about, you know, Marca Mepe, what's going on with their album, their concerts, and rate the fucking episode.
The podcast episode about Marca Mepe, the title. Peso Pluma, I give us a shout out.
Can we play it, bro? Producción.
Hey, Peso Pluma, I give us a shout out. Oh, shit, was that cut off the whole time?
No.
All right, guys. Yeah, that wraps up the end of this episode. We look tired because it's 11:40 in the morning. We have to wake up at 9. That's when they gave us the keys to the new house. But we're going to be busy Saturday and Sunday, so we won't be able to go move in until Monday. Oh, no, Monday we're busy too. Fuck, I forgot.
We're moving in next week.
Young Lucas.
Calling out sick.
Young Lucas on the beat. Nah, this gives me flashbacks. I can't do this.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the episode. And we are...
Thank you guys. No se enojen. Ross por muebles.